Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour, Mr. Wonderful at your service. Very excited about having Harold Fritschgott Roth back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Harold is a former commissioner of the Federal Communication Commission, the FCC, former member of that group. He's senior fellow now at the Hudson Institute, and also the founder and the director of the Center for the Economics of the Internet. And this guy is an expert at the intersection where it, the internet and government come together, whether that be a good passage at the intersection or whether it be a train wreck. And I'm afraid this, the latter is what we're here to talk about today. Harold Fritschgott Roth, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So Harold, my audience should surely remember that for a long time now, I've been warning them and writing and talking to other experts about, and I've written a number of articles on this topic, of the threats to the internet from abroad primarily, meaning the assault on ICANN for 8 or 9 or 10 years ago. Some of the jealousy that other countries had around the world on ICANN, and we know, and some of that's come to pass recently to become an internal assault from President Obama. But the thing I want you to talk about today is another threat, which is involving the FCC, and this is, as you and I spoke about one time before, this is where the FCC is trying to govern the internet through the, and this is a result of the net neutrality debate, right?
That's correct.
Talk to us about this a little bit. Explain how this rolled out.
Well, network neutrality is a euphemism for federal regulation of the internet. If you hear the words network neutrality, most people think it's a good thing. You think of Switzerland, you think of something that doesn't have a bias. But in fact, network neutrality is it's just a euphemism for the federal government trying to regulate the internet, and the way it's doing it now is they've applied what's called Title II or Common Carriage Regulation to the Internet. Common Carriage means that the federal government is going to check to be sure that providers of Internet services aren't charging too much, that they're not discriminating among different users in the price of services, that they're not taking advantage of customer information, that they're essentially doing nothing that the federal government doesn't want them to do.
Essentially making the internet a federally regulated utility.
That's a very good description of it, yes. And that the FCC passed those rules this past spring. They were published in Federal Record in June of this year, and almost immediately after that, the FCC published a public notice that is truly Orwellian, inviting internet companies to come to the FCC and tell them their business plans so the FCC can determine whether those business plans are consistent with their network neutrality rules.
Hold on, Harold, let me stop you for a second. I want to make sure that we ascribe the we lay the responsibility for all this at the proper place. If I remember correctly, Chairman Wheeler of the FCC was going to produce, he was going to publish a more even-handed approach to the net neutrality debate from the FCC, and he was, at the last minute almost, called to the White House and given different marching orders to turn his decision into a much more, as you call it, Orwellian approach. Is that correct?
Oh, Mr. Blasingame, worse than that.
I'm laying this at the feet of President Obama, not Mr. Wheeler.
I think that's a completely fair characterization. It's not just that the president intervened. The president intervened a day or two after the November 2014 elections, when Democrats got soundly defeated at the polls. And the timing, I think, is really important to understand what's going on here.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back after this break, I want you to talk about that timing. And, folks, what he said a minute ago is you or companies like ours may be invited to explain our business model on the Internet to the government. How do you like that, folks? That's a little different than what you've experienced for the last 20 years, right? Well, we'll get Harold Furchtgott-Roth to explain that to us and how that's going to work after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.